With SRN News, I'm John Scott from London. King Charles has been diagnosed with a form of cancer and has begun treatment. At a news conference, State Department Deputy Spokesman Vedant Patel says the U.S. is saddened to hear about Charles' cancer diagnosis.
Certainly, first and foremost, our thoughts are with the king. This is really with the king and his family. That's incredibly sad news, and hope that that's very sad, and I'm very sorry for the king and his family.
Buckingham Palace says the cancer not related to the king's recent treatment for a benign prostate condition. Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden campaign reportedly is bracing for the special counsel's report into the president's handling of classified documents. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
News media outlets, including Axios, say the independent counsel's final report could be released as soon as this week. Robert Hur has been investigating the improper storage of classified documents at Joe Biden's Delaware home and a think tank office in Washington. Axios reports that even if there are no criminal charges, Biden aides expect the report's details to be politically damaging. Details could include photos of how and where the sensitive materials were stored. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken on his fifth visit to the Middle East. He hopes to press ahead with a potential ceasefire deal and post-war planning while tamping down regional tensions. But all three of those fronts, though, he's facing major challenges. Stocks falling as Wall Street pushes out forecasts for when interest rates will start easing from the highest levels in two decades. The Dow is down 191 points. The NASDAQ is down 2 points. This is SRN News. Who are the Christians?
Older folks, mostly. A new survey by the Public Religion Research Institute looks at the religious affiliation of America's various generations, and it finds that about 80% of senior citizens identify as Christian. The percentages drop the younger you go. 76% of baby boomers say they are Christians, along with 68% of Generation X, 54% of millennials, and 54% of Gen Z. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian coffee shop in Denver is under siege for nearly 8 months. LGBT protesters have gathered outside the Drip Cafe to decry the business's biblical stand on human sexuality. Owner Jamie Sanchez says the demonstrations are hurting the bottom line. He opened the cafe last summer in an effort to raise money for the nonprofit Recycle God's Love Ministry, which supports Denver's homeless people. This is SRN News. The game sites for the next World Cup are revealed, as correspondent Dave Ferry tells us.
The Meadowlands has snared soccer's biggest game. The 2026 World Cup final will be played July 19th at MetLife Stadium. FIFA made the announcement on Sunday, giving Northern New Jersey the title game over Texas and California. The tournament will be spread across three nations for the first time, Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. All games from the quarterfinals on will be played in the United States, with games in Foxborough, Massachusetts, Inglewood, California, Kansas City, and Miami. Other games in the U.S. are slated for Dallas, Houston, Seattle, Philadelphia, Santa Clara, and Atlanta, where the Americans will train. I'm Dave Ferry.
The Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers are in Las Vegas ahead of the Super Bowl next Sunday. Tonight, they'll meet at Allegiant Stadium with thousands of media members from across the globe. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.